Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir and Maseches Megillah. On pace to finish by Purim, Yetzir Shem. We're holding Yud Aleph, Amen Aleph, a few lines up from the bottom of the two dots. It says, Tana Rabbanim, Shlosha Malchu Bekipa. Three people, three kings, reigned over the whole world. Ve'elohen, who are they? Achav, V'achashverosh, V'Nebuchadnezzar. Tosis right away jumps on this and says, what about Alexander? Alexander smoked on. You know, the Roman Empire was whole worldwide. So Tosis says, because we're only talking about those that are written in Pesukim explicitly, Alexander we know about, but through Torah Sheval Peh, it's not in Tanakh that his kingdom was so wide. So then the Gemara proceeds in line with what Tosis is saying to bring Pesukim that show about these people that they reigned over the whole world. Says, he takes a shua, Hashem should live, if there's any nation where my master didn't send over there. And he had his hand and access everywhere, the whole worldwide. The way Rashi learns over here is that, no, I'm sorry, correct myself. Rashi's coming up soon. Continues, that's about Achav. The Gemara says itself, right? If he had not reigned over these people, how could he take such a shvuah that there's nowhere that he doesn't know that they're requesting him? Nebuchadnezzar also said there's be a nation that won't give its neck into the yoke of the king of Babel. It's him. Achashverosh had amar. Achashverosh, we said, yeah, that we said. Mehodu v'akush, right? We said that's what Rashi says over here. That's the pasuk says the whole worldwide. So that, by the way, goes back. We said yesterday the machlokes about what it means mehodu v'akush. Everybody holds the whole worldwide. Just this, were they positioned next to each other or positioned around, distance and distant from each other? Everybody agrees he reigned over the whole world. I think Mori now says Simon. The Simon is always generally, it's telling you what's about to come in the Gemara. So Simon, Shin Samech Dalid Chof, is going to be, we'll see, but it's going to be Shlomo, Sancheiriv, Daryavish, and Karish. So Gemara says, Suleika, that's the only three people that reigned over the whole world. Zaha Ika Shlomo. Shlomo Melech reigned over the whole world. So amazingly, Gemara says, "Lo solik malchusei." Yeah, his kingdom didn't last. So Rashi doesn't spell out Tubiferish over here, but the Gemara in Gittin goes through that at one point there was a king of the demons, named Ashmedite, that came and took him down from his malchus, and at least according to one sheet over there, he never got it back. So the Gemara says about this malchus, "Anichalamanda amir melech vehejo." That is good, that he was a king and then became a commoner. What if you hold that he was a king, then a commoner, then back to being a king, with one sheet over there? What is there to say? Yeah, if he went back to being a regular king. So that actually would say a different answer. Shlomo, not only did he reign over the whole world, but he actually had something better, another thing. He reigned over both the upper, which Rashi learns is the Shadim, the upper beings, and the lower beings being this world. I did see there's a girsa mentioned from the Sfas Emes that corrects Rashi, the not Shadim, but Sarim, which means he made over the Malachim. Every person, every nation has a Sar, a guardian angel type thing. Either way, Shlomo Melech is not mentioned in this list, the Gemara is saying, because he did more than this list. He didn't only reign over the whole physical world, but something more than it. Shnemar, what's the Makor? Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. He sat on the Kisei Hashem, a pretty phenomenal thing for a Pasuk to say. But seemingly, Hashem even sitting on his kisei is already something that's we don't know where Hashem sits, like he's above a kisei, whatever it is. So apparently, Hashem can hand over certain powers in the world over to Shlomo. Obviously, Hashem's hands are always on that power to take it away. It's never in Shlomo's hands independently, but Shlomo was put in that position, it seems. Says Gemara, "V'ha'av Sancheiriv." What about Sancheiriv? Dixiv, mi b'chol hei aratzos ha'ele asher l'tzilos ha'artza mi'odi, right? Well, these lands, none of these lands have been saved from my hand. Mar says, ha'ik Yerushalayim, the Bach has a similar gear, so the Hava Yerushalayim, there is Yerushalayim, the low kavsha, he did not conquer Yerushalayim. Actually, it's kind of a peculiar Hava Mina, because the pasuk that is quoted there says that beferish at the end. That mi b'chol hei aratzos ha'ele asher l'tzilos ha'artza mi'odi, all these lands that have not been saved from my hand. Ki yatzel Hashem is Yerushalayim mi'odi. That Hashem would save Yerushalayim from him. The pasuk is making a point that at that point of the pasuk, he had not reigned over everything. Remember saying that that's how he ended up. He didn't reign over everything. So it's interesting. Says Gemara, Lo Yigad Daryavish. What about Daryavish? Darius in English. Dixiv Daryavish Malko. Kosav, b'chol amayu umayu v'lishnayo, di dayarin b'chol aro. Yeah, it says that King Dariavish wrote, he wrote the following, to all the people, nations, and languages that live in all the earth, he wished them shalom. The shalom should increase, right? So over here, it's saying that clearly, you know, he had been everywhere. He wrote to all of his kingdom. To say ha'ika, the Bach has like before, right? Ha'havya, there were sheva delo malach alayu, seven places they actually didn't reign over. Deceive shefer kedem dayavish hekim amalchusa achashdar panaya mea ve'esrim. Yeah, it says that Dariavish was pleased, and he appointed over his kingdom 120 the Achashdar Panaya, some sort of official. In English, they translate it as satraps. I don't know what that is. But it means that 120, and we know there's 127 from the Purim story, 127 provinces, the whole world. Vayik Koresh, what about Koresh? Iksiv Komar Koresh Melech Paras Komam Lechos Aretz Nosanli Hashem. Now this is Koresh talking about himself, and he says, that says Koresh, the king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth Hashem gave me. So Gemara says right back, he was just praising himself, wasn't actually true. I just want to correct something I realized I wasn't clear about before. In the beginning of the Gemara, we learned that Achav's pasuk that we quoted is that he said there was no nation or mamlach or a kingdom where my master has not sent to look for you. He took a shvua that he has been everywhere. And the Gemara is making a diuk then. Yeah, this is Ovadia is telling Eliyahu Navi that Achav has looked for Eliyahu everywhere. That's what's going on over there. So how could Ovadia take such a shua, right? It must be that he knows that Achav has access everywhere. It must be the king everywhere. That's when I realized as I said it, I didn't say it clearly. I just want to say that back. Let's continue with the Gemara. We're at the two dots. Back to Pesukim and Megillah. Bayomim of those days, B'shevet HaMelech, like when the king sat. Now that's Mashmo in the beginning of his reign. So Gemara as a kasha, Uksiv, Basrei, it says right after, Bishnas Sholosh L'molcho, the third year of his reign. So when did the Purim story happen? The first year or third year? Amarava, Rava says like this, Ma'akish Shevis, doesn't mean when he sat, what does it mean when the king sat, literally? It means Ma'akir Shnis Yashva Dato. His das became settled. He became calm about something. About what? Amar, he said, Belshazzar, previous king of Bavel, Belshazzar, Chosha Vita. He made a calculation about something, we'll see, and he made a mistake. I'm going to make the calculation correctly. I will not make a mistake. Right? So, what is it? Maihi. What are we talking about? Diksiv. It says a pasuk about, these psukim are going to be about that Hashem took a shvua that the original kolos after the Chor Mayas Rishon won't last forever. It'll be 7 years. Pasuk says it befeirish. Ki lefi malos labavel shivim shana efkod eschem. When it has been filled for Bavel, the Golas Bavel has been 70 years, I will redeem you. Uksiv, l'malos l'chavetz Yerushalayim shivim shana. And when it has been filled from the destruction of Yerushalayim 70 years, right, also he's going to redeem us. Now that pasuk is taken out by some now. We'll see why, because essentially the Gemara is going to come to a certain conclusion about how to calculate these years properly. And if this pasuk is here now, it seems difficult to understand what the Gemara was thinking. So our text has it, but there are people who take it out. So let's see what happened. This is what Belshazzar did. He thought of 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar had reigned in Bavel. He was king of Bavel. Here he reigned over the Jews that had been exiled. There were then 23 more of the person who came after him, Evil Merodach. The Tarti Didei and 2 years of Belshazzar, Hashivim. That's 70. So in his third year, so in Belshazzar's third year, Apik money to be Makdasha v'yishtamish buhu. Yeah, he took out the Kalim Beis Hamikdash and used them. Right? Obviously, he said the Jews are not going to be redeemed anymore, right? And so, therefore, he had no problem using the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, that's just a little bit of background over here before we get. Belshazzar is the last king of Bavel. Okay, he who's going to replace him is Dariavish. Dariavish is already from Madai. Yeah, but at this point, and obviously the Purim story, Achashverosh is in Madai. You should understand that transition. That's how it happened. So Nebuchadnezzar is the beginning of that, of the Golas Babel. He's going to be the king. After him is someone called Evil Merodach, which is, takes the kingdom from him. And after that is Belshazzar, and that's already the end of Babel. And that's going to be Persia, parts of Madai, Persia and Media are going to be after that. Okay, so now this seems like he made a good cheshbon. They counted 70 years. from the time the gullah started. So what's wrong over here? So let's see. First off, the Gemara, before getting to that issue, what's wrong with it, we'll question the calculation as it is. Where'd you get an Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 45 years? Where's that from? The Amar Mar. There is a quote in the Gemara Arachim we're quoting now that is very, very cryptic, and we're going to be spending a lot of time explaining what this means. But here's what the words mean. Golu b'sheva, golu b'shvono. This is about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were exiled in the 7th, exiled in the 8th. Golu b'shvona esrei, golu b'tsha'asrei. They were exiled in the 18th, they were exiled in the 19th. Now Rashi discusses over here that this line is based on that different places in Tanakh sound, I mean, they seem to be contradictory about how many years into, whatever events really, into the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, or maybe other events, how many years into that period did the golus happen? So one place, for instance, says 7th year, one says the 8th, one says the 18th, and one says the 19th. So this statement from the Gemara in Arachim is saying that's all true as follows. Golu b'sheva, the kivush yehoyakim, golus yehoyakim. They were exiled in the 7th year since the conquering of Yehoyakim, which was the golus of Yehoyakim, Shishmona Nebuchadnezzar, which was all the 8th year from the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. So Rashi spells out here at length as follows from the Midrashim, that when Nebuchadnezzar initially became Melech, really the Malchus of Bavel started, is when he knocked out the king of Ashur, yeah, and he became a king that was known as the Mamlocha of Bavel. That happened. There is a historic year that they bring over here. It's 3319, but without that number, is not so important for us to know right now for understanding the Gemara. Let's say that happened. Let's just call that year one. Okay, the beginning of year one. 1 year later, the of Bavel got rid of the exile of the Jewish people. Right, they overwhelmed a king. There was a king called Yehoyakim, Melech Yehoyakim, which is a Jew. It was a Melech Yehuda. Yeah, and then 7 years after that was when Golos started. And you say there was a kingdom put in place by Nebuchadnezzar 1 year. And it took another year before he deposed the Jewish king Yehoyakim. And then it took another 7 years for Golos to happen. Rashi actually spells it over here that it was a whole, initially Yehoyakim was a servant. Then he rebelled for 3 years, right? And wasn't a peaceful, wasn't an easy thing between them. But anyways, he exiled them. And it seems to be that at the same time, Yehoyakim, which is Yehoyakim's son, he had become king in place of his father. His father got exiled a little bit before him, I guess is what we're understanding. And then, so that's why over here we're calling that year, that again is the 8th year from Nebuchadnezzar started his reign, but it's the 7th year from the time that Yehoyakim had been taken over by Nebuchadnezzar, had been ousted as king over Yehuda, right? So that's why it's called 8 and 7. So that's all Golos Yehoyakim. The fullest part of it is named after the son, because Yehoyakim's son Yehoyakim was at that point leading the people. That's all one time period. Again, in the Gemara it says that it was Golo B'Sheva, the Kivush Yehoyakim, the conquering of Yehoyakim by Nebuchadnezzar, Golos Yehoyakim, which was the time that Golos that happened to his son Yehoyakim. Shishmona Nebuchadnezzar is 8 years since Nebuchadnezzar started reigning. Then there was another Golos that happened. Golos b'shmona esrei l'kivush Yehoyakim. 18 years after that kivush, as a conquering of Yehoyakim by Nebuchadnezzar, Golos Tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyahu was leading the Jews at the time. He was now exiled, and that is actually Chovetz Yerushalayim. That is when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Shitcha esrei Nebuchadnezzar. That is 19 years after Nebuchadnezzar, because again, there's a 1 year discrepancy between when Nebuchadnezzar started his reign and when Yehoyakim was ousted as Melech Yehuda by Nebuchadnezzar. The Amar Mar is the Bryce elaborates. Shana Rishana Kivish Ninveh. Yeah, the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Ninveh had been conquered. Shnia Kivish Yehoyakim. Only the second year did Yehoyakim, the person who was representing the whole Melech Yehuda, get conquered. Uksiv, it says, Vahib Shloshim Vesheva Shana, Legolos Yehoyakim. 37 years after that Golos of Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, the king of Yehuda, Bishneim Asar Chodesh, in the 12th month of Esim V'chamisha L'chodesh, in the 25th of the month, now the next king after Nebuchadnezzar, he lifted up Mishnas Malchusa, maybe he's here. Es Rosh Yehoyakim, the head of Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, the Yotzei Sovim Beis HaKele. He took him out of prison. Yeah, and it looks like he established them in some sort of way. At least he didn't have to be in prison anymore. So Tomni Vitlofin, right now we have 38, because one more year, right, added to Nebuchadnezzar's Khanatsu's reign, we spoke about. Besheva, and then you take seven more, right? Hare Arbayan Vichamish, right? Then you take seven more years over here of Evil Merodach, right? Yeah. So that's, that comes out to 45, right? I should correct myself to understand this over here, that, 37 years after Yoachin, right, and Nebuchadnezzar reigned 8 years before him, right, there you go, that's going to be 45, the Seder. So it says, that's, we have 45, the Gemara continues, V'tlos de Evel Merodach, sorry, V'etzim V'tlos de Evel Merodach, 23 years of Evel Merodach, Gemara, that's just a tradition we have, it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't elaborate on it, the Tarti Didei, and then two more of Belshazzar Hashivin. Belshazzar said to himself, certainly the Jews will no longer be redeemed. Apik money to be mikdasha rishdamish behu. He took out the kelim base of Midash and used it. I heard the Amalei Daniel. Daniel said to him at one point, Va'almari Shmai Yisramam, you have raised yourself kilo above Hashem, above the Master of Heaven. Ulema'ani diva Aisei Yisayiv. Yeah, the kelim of his house have been brought kazamach in front of you. Uksiv, Babe, Lelia, Kotel, Kathai, the Kathian king. Uksiv, the Daryavish, Mida, Darius the Mede, they translate, Daryavish the from Madai, Kiba Malchusa, Kibar, Shinin, Shitin, Vitartin. He became king, yeah, at 62 years of age. Amr, he said, now this is back to Nachashverosh, right? So he's saying that, Iu mitatoi, Belshazzar made a mistake, Anach Hashivna of Lotaina. I'm going to calculate and not make a mistake. Miksiv Lamalchus Bubble, does it say the 7 years will be from the time of the kingdom of Bubble? According to our Cheshbon, it's all based on when Nebuchadnezzar came to reign, into power. So it doesn't say that. It says Libavel, 7 years of Bubble. Ksiv. That's what's written. My Libavel. What does that mean? Legolas Bubble. She must be when the Golas happened, which again is 8 years into the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. So Kamabitzir, and how many were lacking? Tomni, you got it, 8 years. Choshiv Ail Chilufayu. Yeah, he made a cheshbon where he put in those substitutes, those 8 years. Chadad Belshazzar, one more year of Belshazzar's reign. The Chameish, the Daryavish, and Koresh, five more years of Daryavish and Koresh. Yeah, we're assuming that at this point in the Gemara, that they reigned for a total of 5 years. Those are the first Persian kings. Really, Daryavish is really a meat, but the Paras and Madai, right? 5 years. Vitarti today, in 2 years of Achashverosh, and then because this is all happening in his third year, right? So 7 years, so two years of his reign have passed. Hashivin, they're 70. Kevin the Chazi Demol Hashivin, being he saw 7 years have filled, Lo Ifruk, and they had not been redeemed. Amar Hash Devada Sulam Ifriki, he said, certainly now they will not be redeemed. Apik money, debate, Mikdash of Ishtamashvu, took out the Kalim base of Mikdash and used them at the party of Achashverosh. They were using Kalim base of Mikdash. That's a remnant of the pus of the Kalim Shanim, right? Different or old Kalim at the base of Mikdash. Basata, the Sata came. Seemingly give him onish, Varikid Benayim, danced in front of them, amongst them, Vaharagas Vashti, and killed Vashti, meaning that was seemingly an onish that Hashem arranged that Vashti has to die for doing that. So I quoted that Ben Yoyada asked why over here is Vashti the one punished, or before Belshazzar himself died. He had two basic ideas. One is Ishto Kigufo, a spouse dies is a certain amount of death for the other spouse. But also, Vashti, as it was the daughter of Belshazzar. So this was a kind of a continuation for Belshazzar's misdeed. We're trying to do this, where Achashverosh got his idea from. That wipes out all of what Belshazzar represents. It really wipes out Malchus Bavel entirely. That's the last remaining vestige of Malchus Bavel. So the Gemara says, V'ashapir Chashiv, V'ashapir Chashiv. He calculated well. What did he do wrong? Really, he also made a mistake. The He should have counted from Chorvos Yerushalayim, from the destruction of Yerushalayim, which he said was 19 years after Nebuchadnezzar came to reign, not 8 years, which was Golos Yerushalayim. So that's what I said before, that pasuk that talked about Chorvos Yerushalayim should really be quoted now, because now we're coming to the conclusion. If we knew the pasuk all along, it's hard to understand why we didn't know this conclusion all along. So Gemara says, so of Kama Bitziron. So in the end of the day, how many would be lacking then on top of what Achashverosh calculated? So Chadisar means 11. Chadisari maybe. 11 more years, because the difference between 8 and 19 is 11. So, Iyu Kama Malach, how many more did Achashverosh reign? Our base are. He reigned 14 total, meaning at this point in the story, he's reigning 3. He reigns a total of 14, so it's 11 more years. Perfect. Our base are these day, Iboy Lilim Mivne Base of English. In this 14th year, then, the base of English should have been built. And it wasn't. Alam Aksi, why does it say, Ba'adin B'telot Avedas Base Elaka Tibi Rishalim? Right? The Pasuk tells us, and amazingly enough, Pasuk tells there was an effort to rebuild the base of English. The work had been stopped. So this Pasuk is about that stop. It says, Ba'adayim B'telas Avidas Base Elaka. Then the work of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim was discontinued. Yeah, Yerushalayim. That was in Yerushalayim, right? So this is in Ezra, yeah. And it really the hemshech of the pasuk is that it didn't get built until the second year of Daryavish of Persia. Daryavish of Persia is Achashverosh's successor, very likely his and Esther's son. There's a bit of discussion about that, but he's the one who came after Achashverosh. So but Gemara is saying right now, shouldn't the base of English have been built right when Achashverosh finishes his rule? It's 14th year. Why does it have to wait 2 more years for Daryavish to be on the throne for 2 years and then get built? So Gemara says, Amarava, Shanim Mikutaos Havu. There are some years that were partial over here. Rashi points out, what does that mean? Meaning we have to pull 2 years out of the Cheshbon over here that we thought we already had. So the 5 years, Rashi says, that we thought that Daryavish and Koresh reigned together for 5 years was really 4. Meaning you might count that like this one had 2 and this one had 3, but it was really a time span of 4 years, and just there was a year that was split between the two, right? And also, and he says there are psukim that show that in what's written about him in Sefer Daniel. And further, there the count we had in Nebuchadnezzar of Evam Lerodach, also 1 year was swallowed up between them. So Mameli come out, would take those two years away from that Cheshbon, and the 7 years then from Chorvus Yerushalayim is only going to happen 2 years into Daryavish, the second Daryavish, Daryavish of Persia, 2 years into his reign. Okay, I hope that was clear. And so Shem will continue next.